this was at the time when it was all like mobile social games. So it was a little bit easier to get a job in the video game industry because there was a lot more smaller studios. There was me and one other lady, and someone came into the office and they looked at us and they said, "Oh, you have like women working for the company. That's cool." And my boss said, "Yeah, we're very progressive here." And it's like, maybe 2 out of 8. Like, I guess, man. Steve Gaynor is one of the studio leads at Fulbright, and he was the writer of Gone Home. And at the time, he was looking for reference. And so I was talking to Steve a little bit because my wife does a lot of fan art. You know, she's a comic artist, and they were sort of Twitter friends. When he started looking for people to research for Gone Home, he was like, "We should meet up. I should talk to you guys. I should interview for this game I'm working on." And I remember being very nervous. I was like, "The Steve Gaynor? Like, I know this guy from the internet." So I was very sort of shy. He was asking me during the interview, first of all, about my wife and my background, because he was looking for a reference for women who had grown up in the 90s and who identified as lesbians and who were willing to talk about that stuff. We were just kind of hanging out talking about that stuff, and he asked what I did, and I said I was an environment modeler, and he was like, "Oh, really?" He was like, "You should submit an art test to us." I had just spent, you know, 3 years making mobile games, and I didn't know if my skills would translate. He was asking me to make really high fidelity stuff that I wasn't used to. I had never made like a normal map or done like a lot of sculpting. So I was sort of faking it. I was like, yeah, I got it. It's fine. This is good. And then when I was at home, I was just like sweat, just like being so anxious. I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And it was sort of a learning on the job thing. But it went okay. I mean, I'm still here. He hasn't given me the boot yet.
We had never made a game in Unity before. Kate, our 3D artist, she'll, you know, excuse me for singling her out, she'd only worked on Facebook games before, and we asked her to build practically every piece of 3D art that made up our entire high-res first-person game. And, you know, she nailed it. She killed it. But we didn't decide to work with her because she was already the best person for the job. She became that person. It's often the people who are unproven that end up doing the work that changes us.
I wasn't the best person for the job. If he wanted someone to start an indie studio, he could have picked someone that was local. They could have picked someone that had experience, or, you know, all the Fulbright team comes from the world of BioShock. So often, that's been the argument that I've seen sort of lobbied against people who are kind of new to the industry, or like ladies, or like, you know, I've seen in the Gama Sutra comments like a million times. But I'm well suited to Fulbright, I think. I really like everyone there, and I know what they need, and et cetera, et cetera. And I wish more employers would take that sort of tack. So I think it works out well for everyone in the end. I was taking the bus to Fulbright to go to the launch party, and launch party is just like drinking beers in Steve's backyard. And the Wi-Fi was really spotty on this Bolt bus, and I was trying to see if the reviews had come out. And, you know, halfway through this trip, the Wi-Fi starts working again, and I see that, like, you know, Polygon's giving it like a 10 or whatever, and like Kotaku's like, "Yeah, it was really good," and all these things, and I was just completely like losing my mind. But there's nothing, you know, you can do when I'm sitting on a bus. I was just sitting there really excited, being like, "Oh, they liked it. Oh, I'm so glad they liked it. They really liked it." These days, I say my wife in the video game industry, no one bats an eye. At least, I mean, I'm very fortunate to work at Fulbright, where, of course, that's no problem. But, you know, back in the day, it was a little different, and I don't know why that's changed, but I'm glad that it slowly is, I suppose, at least in my experience.
I said I didn't want my life to keep moving without her. That's when she cried too.
I remember at the time, this was when a lot of the conversation around like representation really started. I think we started making Gone Home in 2011, 2012. And I would see people on Twitter talking about how like, there's nothing out there, you know? And I was just, you know, at home being like, I think this will help. Like, I think this is a game that actually you know, I hope people will identify with. And it was a nice feeling. It kind of keeps you going when you're like, you know, you see something, someone being like, gosh, I wish there was this, and then me being like, well, there is.